Call the meeting to order, or first order?
Mr. Wheatley, just one second, are we good?
Oh, it's on.
Okay, all right. Sorry, I just want to make sure we were rolling.
As I was saying, we'll call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lank, we have any changes this evening? Ms. Cornwell, anyone?
No changes.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the August 11, 2016 meeting.
Gentlemen, the staff has proofed the minutes, and if you so desire, unless someone found an error, we can approve the minutes as circulated.
Yeah, I looked at them too, and they looked fine. I don't know if I kind of staff, but.
Your staff.
Okay.
And Vince too.
And Vince too. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of August 11, 2016 as circulated.
So moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the August 11, 2016 meeting as circulated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right then, moving on to old business. Looks like we have about four items of old business this evening. First one being change of zone number 1800, Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC, Bell Terry.
Mr. Chairman, before we get started, let the record reflect that since I was not at the public hearing, I will not be participating in this vote.
Okay.
The same would go for me, sir.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, what that means is that we have a three-person commission voting. That means for a motion to succeed, there have to be three affirmative votes. If there are not three affirmative votes, the motion automatically fails. So just want you to understand how it works.
Mr. Chairman, I have a little saying ahead of it, and then I have a motion. I've given this application a lot of thought, and I have some concerns about both the density of it and the fact that the applicant is seeking MR zoning as part of an RPC. This application is asking for a density of more than three units an acre, which exceeds pretty much everything in the area, and I do not support it. At the same time, this is an RPC. I suppose we could knock the density down to something closer to two units an acre, and that would be consistent with the AR zoning of this property and most of the other properties in the area. But the problem with just knocking the density off this application is that it would still be zoned MR. I am really concerned about creating a new MR zoning along this area of Mulberry Knoll Road where none currently exists and there is a lot of undeveloped property. Also, if we reduce the density from 3.71 units per acre to something closer to 2 an acre, we'd basically be acting on a site plan that we have not seen. So after considering all of these, I believe that the appropriate density is around 2 units an acre and the property should not be zoned MR. Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of CZ 1800 for Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC Bella Terra for a change in zone from AR1 to MRRPC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The proposed rezoning to MR is not compatible with the area. The applicants are seeking a net density of 3.71 units per acre and a gross density of 3.04 units per acre. The densities of the nearby development in this area of Route 24, Mulberry Knoll Road, and Cedar Grove Roads range from about 1 unit per acre to 2.6 units per acre at the recently approved Saddle Ridge development. The proposed density of Bella Terra significantly exceeds the densities of the other properties approved nearby and is not consistent with them. In 2014, the Saddle Ridge MRRPC development was approved for 81 homes on 37.5 acres of land for a density of 2.16. This was a reduction in the density from the 118 units sought by the applicant, and Saddle Ridge was located in an area with direct frontage on Route 24, unlike the Bella Terra project, which only has access via a 50-foot wide easement onto Mulberry Knoll Road. Although this application includes a limitation on density as a component of the RPC, the underlying MR zoning would remain even if the RPC lapses or is voided for any reason. As a result, the county must look at MR zoning and its maximal permissible density of 4 units an acre when considering this application. If this 123.75 acre parcel is rezoned to MR, it would be the first large parcel rezoned to MR with access to Mulberry Knoll Road and could establish an unwanted precedent for other future MR zoning application on other nearby undeveloped properties in this area. Although the proposed zoning is in an environmentally sensitive developing area according to the current comprehensive plan, the plan also suggests that most of the environmentally sensitive developing areas should continue to allow 2 homes per acre. The rezoning to MR with a proposed net density of 3.04 units per acre is not consistent with the plan's directive for density. In the environmentally sensitive developing area, our comprehensive plan identifies that the current AR1 zoning is an appropriate zoning classification for this property. There is no suggestion or directive that the MR zoning is a more appropriate zoning for this property. Mulberry Knoll is not a major roadway. It is just designated as a local road according to the mobility element of the comprehensive plan. As a result, an upzoning to MR is not appropriate and the property should remain zoned as AR1. For all these reasons, it is recommended that this application for a change for an underlying zoning from AR1 to MR should be denied.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1800 Sussex Real Estate Partners LLC for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is 2016, subdivision 2016-2, Reddenwood Phase 2, Dustin Berlinger.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2016-12 for Reddenwood 2 based upon the record and for the following reasons. 1, the subdivision is an expansion of the existing Reddenwood subdivision and it will be consistent with the design of that development. 2, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code and the items listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. 3, the proposed subdivision density of 0.78 lots per acre is much less than the density permitted by the existing AR1 zoning. 4, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. 5, the subdivision is consistent with other developments in the area. 6, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. 7, DENREC has indicated that the site is suitable for individual on-site septic systems. 8, because this is an expansion of an existing subdivision, a waiver from the buffer requirements along 5 lots next to the adjacent subdivision as shown on the proposed preliminary site plan is appropriate. 9, this approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than 41 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all DLDOT's requirements. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot vegetated buffer shall be shown along the boundaries of the subdivision with the exception of 5 lots bordering on Redwood. Final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. H, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. I, no wetlands will be included within any lots. As represented by the developer, a 25-foot buffer shall be provided from federal non-tidal wetlands. J, a system of street lighting shall be established. K, as represented by the applicant, construction vehicles associated with the subdivision site work and infrastructure improvements shall access the site by way of a temporary construction entrance from Huff Road, provided the temporary construction entrance is approved by DLDOT. L, as represented by the applicant, the subdivision shall include a recreational common area with a tot lot and benches for use by residents of both this subdivision and the residents of the original Redwood subdivision. M, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting the conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. N, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2016-12, Redwood Phase 2, Dustin Berlinger, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2053, Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant conditional use number 2053 for Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood, for an HVAC business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The site is located along Roxana Road, along with the applicant's residence. This use with no retail sales or other significant activity on the site is appropriate for this location. No work is to be done at the site, and all employees start the workday from their homes. As a result, the use will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. This site allows the reasonable expansion of the applicant's home-based business and in an appropriate location that will serve the residents of Sussex County. Small businesses such as these are appropriate in the town center area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions. The use shall be limited to an HVAC business located on the same parcel as the applicant's home. There shall be no retail sales from the property. All lighting on the site shall be downward screened so it will not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. All dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. There shall not be any outside storage of any HVAC equipment materials associated with the use. The applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. Signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and shall not be lighted. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2053, Red Dog Plumbing and Heating, care of Ken Wood, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2054, Utilisite Incorporated.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant conditional use number 2054 for Utilisite Inc. for an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this is an existing business that has evolved on property where the owner lives. It has grown from what was close to a home occupation to the point where it now requires a conditional use approval. Two, the use is situated on 2.0 acre parcel land. It is situated among other larger parcels of land owned by other members of the applicant's family. The use is compatible with the surroundings. It will not have a negative impact on the neighboring properties or roadways. Three, no significant work other than administration is done at the site, and most of the employees start the work day from their own homes. The existing building will only be used to store equipment and vehicles. Four, the site is located on Robinsonville Road, but it is very close to Route 24. This is an appropriate location for this low impact small business. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to the application. Six, small businesses such as these are appropriate in the environmentally sensitive area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan. Seven, recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to an office, equipment storage, and parking for a construction company. B, there shall be no retail sales from the property. C, as stated by the applicant, the existing tree line shall be extended to screen the service and equipment yard area from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. D, all lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. E, any dumpsters on the site are to be screened from the view of neighboring properties and roadways. F, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements for entrance and roadway improvements. G, signage shall not exceed 32 square feet on each side and may be lighted. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2054, Utilisite Incorporated, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right then. Ladies and gentlemen, we've reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed